ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Perry.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Yes! Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to a new podcast. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you very, very much. Now, okay, seriously? All right. Okay. Okay, if we could just please, just calm down, please. Please, I'm begging you. You're killing me. I mean, are you retarded? Okay, thank you very much. So, is anybody here from out of town? What, really? Look at me, maybe three people. Pessimistic attention whore Jess Perry here. Now here's a new character. I call him the stupid leprechaun. Yar tee tee! 2 + 2 = 3. Thank you very much. He is also known as the dumb pirate. Here's a sketch.
Well, hello, everybody. My name's Colonel Jebediah Tiberius. Bartholomew Parker the 14th. I am a billionaire inventor that lives in Kentucky, and anybody that calls me crazy is in on the plan to kill me. I'm looking at you, Vice President Biden. Let me ask you a question. You ever stand around, you see, you're just walking around, and then you stand for a bit, then you say to yourself, why can't I just stop standing? Well, now you're in luck, you moron. Because I invented Colonel Parker's extra special sitter. What you do is, you sit in it, and then that, oh shit, I just invented a chair. Well, I'm pleased to announce that starting now, Colonel Parker's special chairs are half off for only $13,000. My name's Colonel Parker, quit calling me crazy. Who stole my bats?
Okay, so I've seen all these Harry Potter movies. I still haven't read the books, so honestly, these movies are completely incoherent to me. I mean, I get the basic relationships, but frankly, most of it baffles me. So, what I want to do is preview the final Harry Potter film based on what I know. So here goes. Okay, I know Harry's the kid with the glasses. We all know the kids. Harry and Hermione and Weasley. Okay. And I guess they'll fall in love, the dork and the chick. Anyway, now in the 6th film, I think the old guy died, Dumbledore. Or maybe it's the one before. But so the first half of this, it's basically the Deathly Hallows Part 1 was basically a 2.5 hour first act. And yet I still can't tell you shit about it. There was a wedding. I think Weasley's brother got married, and there was a big fight there. And I think the googly eye dude died. Brendan Gleeson's guy. The guy with... Mad Eye Moody. He died. But I guess, like, at the end, the kids go camping for like an hour. But the last hour of the film, they're just camping around, looking for a Horcrux, which is something. I don't even know what this shit is. There was a cartoon in the movie that explained this Horcrux bullshit through some fable. But I don't remember. It was good animation, though. That was interesting. But at the end of the movie, Voldemort holds up his wand, and he must have gotten something good. I couldn't... Was it a Horcrux? Or maybe it was... Who cares? Anyway, in the final movie, I'm going to guess that good will prevail over evil. I mean, look, I know the books are good. I've heard the books are good, but these movies make no fucking sense. Let's see, what else is there to talk about? I don't know. Let me think on this. I've got it! He sold over 14 million albums in Syria. Now this teen pop sensation is coming to America. Get ready for the unique singing style of Middle Eastern sensation Wynne Shabazz. You've heard his music on every episode of 24 and every Hollywood movie set in the Middle East. Now Wynne Shabazz is here to moan his way into your heart. So order his new CD today. It's called Feeling Wynne, and it's an hour of this. Call us now, 1-800-WYNNE-SHABAZZ. Okay, everyone, please calm down. Look, I'm sorry. Okay, I know you're angry. I'll try and do better the next episode. I'm sorry this was just less than 10 minutes. There will not be any refunds. I deeply apologize. Okay. You know what? Just forget it. I'll see you later. Just forget it.
Jesse is...